Welcome to Leveling the Playing Field, the podcast where we break down the delusions, fallacies, and misunderstandings about markets, investing, and risk. I'm your host, Ken Goldberg, and I've spent the last four decades immersed in the world of finance and investments, from big Wall Street firms to the Chicago trading floor. I founded and sold three hedge funds, won the World Cup Trading Championship, and my insights have been highly sought after as the most read outside contributor at thestreet.com. In this podcast, it's just you and me deep diving into the topics that most investors just don't understand. I'll be sharing my experiences, observations, and strategies to help you level the playing field and make more informed decisions. So let's go. In today's episode, we're going to talk about if the ideas that I brought to your attention a couple weeks ago in my last episode may actually be coming true. Remember, the last episode was called Total Eclipse of the Sun, The Trap is Set. We talked about the most widely viewed total eclipse of the sun ever seen in America, and whether or not the moment of time where so many of us were looking straight up at the sky perhaps was a watch the birdie distraction. And we also contemplated whether or not the markets had peaked in March, if not in April. Since then, the Dow has fallen 2,300 points. Wow. I'm not hearing that on the news, but it just happened. What else has happened? NVIDIA, one of the technology leaders of the past several years, is 20% off its all-time high in March. Apple, one of the biggest companies on the planet, is down 17%. SMCI, the tech stock even more straight up crazy than NVIDIA, has lost 46% in the past month. Meta, everybody knows the new Facebook name, Meta, down 21%. Netflix, down 15%, and IBM, down 15%. And those are just some of the big names. Right? Forget about it if you've been thinking you're buying the next Apple or the next Amazon using the IPO market. Most of those have gotten massacred. If you thought last year that buying electric car companies was a great idea, then you've been massacred. Most of those companies are down 90 to 95%. And Tesla, the granddaddy of all electric vehicle companies, is more than 50% off its all-time high. So what's going on? Well, it's possible that for at least now, the bubble has burst. It's possible that the trap that we suggested may have been set going into the eclipse has been sprung. And if that's true, then we all might be caught up in what's known as the bull trap, where everything looks so good that we not only invest our available cash, but we borrow money in the form of margin loans from our brokerage, or home equity loans against our house, or credit card loans, which people have been known to use for buying Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Maybe that is the sign of the top. In fact, 2 weeks ago in the Total Eclipse episode on April 11th, if you're looking back, you can see a chart that I put up there known as the St. Louis Federal Reserve Financial Stress Index. And I pointed out then that there are very, very rare times when in the last month, we as a collective group have been more calm and more relaxed about risk. The only other time in history that we've been more relaxed than we were a month ago is right at the 2007 peak, just prior to the 2008 Great Financial Crisis, which, as you know, wiped out banks, insurance companies, and many other financial institutions and lenders, and almost flushed not just America, but the world's financial system down the toilet. So here we are back again at that crazy manic level of we can't do anything wrong, and we're so smart, we just put all our money into what we think is going to work, and we're back there again and waiting for the good stuff, nirvana, utopia. And I warned back then that when we are that risk tolerant, when we're that calm, when we are so kind of drunk in relaxation and success and abundance, that's when the next shoe typically drops. So today, if you'll scroll down to the first chart, you'll see a chart of the median home prices and how they began contracting and falling sharply in 2022. As you can see, they've never been seen at this rate. This data, as you can see in the chart, goes all the way back to the early 1960s. And ever since then, 60 years now of data, the yearly percentage change in median sales prices of homes sold in the US has never been worse than right here and right now. So what caused that change? Remember, a couple of years ago, everybody was buying houses and upgrading to bigger houses and buying additional houses and Airbnb-ing their houses. What's going on now? Well, like I said a couple of weeks ago, the trap has been set. We've spent every dime we have, and most of you know what I'm talking about. We have not only spent every dime we have, we've borrowed all the money anyone is willing to lend us, and we've spent that under the program, under the belief that the Fed has our back, nothing can go wrong, and it's all going to be okay. Well, let's consider where we are. Look around. You know how your family budget is, and you know if you're under financial stress or not. And as most of us can admit, either in front of other people or maybe to ourselves in the mirror, we're supposed to be feeling a lot better than we feel right now. If everything is so good, if we're supposedly coming into a soft landing, which is what we're being told, then why does it feel so unsettling? Well, take a look at the second chart. The second chart is the data about credit card defaults, which bottomed in 2022. In 2022, there was almost no credit card defaults, only 1.5%. All of a sudden, in the past 2 years, as the housing market has gotten squishy, and as that chart shows, the median home price is falling. As that's been happening, look what's been going on in the credit card default area. No longer are credit card defaults only at 1.5%. In fact, they're at 5.7%, and this data is at least a month old. Look at that chart. It's going straight up. The last time credit card defaults were near their current level was at the circle on the left, the purple circle on the left, as the Great Financial Crisis in 2008 was just getting started. At the worst of the Great Financial Crisis, credit card defaults reached 9%. We're halfway there. We're probably going to go above 9%. What's that telling us? That's telling us that people are now having to choose between paying their credit cards and buying food. Credit cards are no longer getting the priority in people's budgets, and food prices are expensive and going out is expensive. And we don't want anyone to know that we might be under some financial stress. So we're not going to stop going out. We're not going to stop going on vacation. We're not going to stop shopping and wearing the nice clothes and buying the toys. We're not going to stop doing that. We're not going to tell our kids that we don't have the money to do that. What are we going to do? Well, as you can see right there, most of us who are in financial distress have stopped paying their credit card bills. And the default rates and charge-offs are at their highest level since 2008. And if you remember back in 2008, in early 2008, nobody thought there was a problem. Nobody thought that there was about to be a great financial crisis. Nobody thought that brokerage firms were going to go out of business and that banks were going to and lenders were going to. Nobody thought that. Nobody thought that the government was going to have to bail out car companies and insurance companies and banks and mortgage companies. No one thought that. Everybody thought the government has our back. It's all going to be okay. Nobody thought Lehman Brothers was going to go bankrupt. Nobody thought that. And nobody thinks it now. But look at the similarities. House prices have rolled over like they did in 2006 and 2007. And by 2008, there weren't that many people looking to buy houses. And if you were in a house and you wanted to sell it, good luck with that. And that's what's starting to happen now. Look at the signs on the wall. The housing prices are coming down. Look at the signs on the wall. The credit cards are not just going up a little. They're spiking up to levels not seen since the great financial crisis. If you remember, the great financial crisis was the worst economic condition since the stock market crash and depression in the 1930s. And here we are looking like that now. So the question is, has the bubble burst? And the answer is maybe. And the only way to avoid the pain and suffering that we've all felt in the past is to take action, to make some decisions, to reduce your risk, to reduce your exposure, and to seek counsel from those who may have been on this ride before, navigated it properly, and come out successfully at the other end. So if you need help and you're looking for guidance, do not hesitate to call us, get in touch with us, email us, do whatever you need to do to get help before it's too late. In today's episode, we're going to talk about if the ideas that I brought to your attention a couple of weeks ago in my last episode. That wraps it up for this episode. Hey, I really wanted to thank everyone for honoring us and taking the time to listen to our show. There's, of course, tens of thousands of podcasts out there now, and we're grateful that you find the time to come back and listen to ours. Just know that we got you.